WCDB Albany presents The Best of Jeff and Brian. For the next 2 hours, we recap the goofiest moments from the 11-month-long WCDB talk show called The Jeff and Brian Show. The show moves quickly, and we don't have time to explain things beforehand. So, make sure you tape this show so you can rewind parts of it and play it again. The Jeff and Brian Show started in September 1993 as a Wednesday morning topical talk show. Then in late September, WCDB bought a 7-second delay so phone calls could be put on the air. This marked the beginning of the all-call format the show would have ever since. We kick off the show with the very first show using the delay, which has always been a source of technical difficulty.
The following program is provided as a public service of WCDB. This program is designed to inform listeners about current issues facing the campus and community. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Student Association, the State University of New York, or the staff and management of WCDB Albany.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You there?
Hello.
Hello.
You there?
Yeah, of course.
Hello.
Yeah, of course.
Hello.
Hello. All right, I've got something wrong with my headphones.
We're here in double, Joe.
All right, don't panic.
We're delayed.
Oh, I did something wrong. Let's try it again.
Okay, I understand it.
Did
okay.
it stop?
I understand.
It did stop. Did it
stop?
You know, one bad button. It hasn't stopped yet. Here, I'll go away and listen to us.
Yes, it has.
Wait,
it
listen
has.
To us.
Yes, it has. No, I was just joking with that. I was repeating myself. Okay, but the problem is this. We're having a little technical difficulties.
We're having a little technical difficulties, people.
Okay?
So just stay tuned.
I'm hearing, actually, the technical difficulties the are probably more funny
actually,
than the show would be
difficulties
on its own. Probably more funny
point.
Than the show would be on its own.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Point.
This is just too weird.
Anyway. It's exactly 7:08 this morning. It's exactly 7:08. You're listening to the Jeff and Brian show. Jeff, would you have anything you want to open up with? To say hello, at least introduce yourself, perhaps.
Things are better
now. Jeff,
things are much better now. I'm not repeating myself. Things are better now.
No,
now I'm repeating myself.
Things are much better.
I'm not repeating myself.
Okay.
No, now I'm repeating myself.
Oh, boy.
Have things been fixed?
This is what's going on. This week?
Have things been fixed?
No, things are quiet. I don't hear things repeating, do you?
I do.
Hello?
I hear myself repeating, and that's
I
it.
I don't hear...
Hello.
Are you listening to the right thing that I told
you? I do. I hear myself repeating, and that's it.
If he answers me 7 seconds
are
later,
you
listening
then, no.
to the right thing that I told you?
Okay, I just heard you repeat yourself.
If he answers me 7 seconds
oh,
later,
great.
Then no. All right,
okay,
I'll go
I
fix
just heard
Jeff.
You repeat
Brian,
yourself.
Brian, take over.
Oh, great.
I don't know what he's doing.
All right,
there.
I'll go fix Jeff. Brian, take over.
Okay, this is what's going on. Oh, they are still getting me on the 7 seconds.
This is weird.
What's weird?
Hang on a second, Brian.
Oh
just
boy,
keep
they've
going.
Got real problems.
Tell them about
so,
the problem.
Anyway,
in Russia or
as I'm sitting here all by myself.
Hang on a second,
with,
Brian. Just keep going.
Oh,
tell them about the problems in Russia or something.
Please help me.
You're going to hear this
about
in about 7 seconds.
Russia, but I really don't know enough about them, and Jeff was really going to help me out in that part. But I guess.
Oh, I know what it is. I got
it. In about 7 seconds.
All right, we're in business again.
We're going to hear what in about 7 seconds?
Oh, I know.
Oh,
all right, we're in business again.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, we're in business again.
Hello?
Jeff, how are you hearing? Jeff's still picking me up late.
Hello?
Jeff?
Okay.
Jeff's still picking me up late.
I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, but?
No, you're picking me up late.
How am I picking you up late? I picked you up right on time this morning. Okay?
I said that 7 seconds ago.
Oh, this is not good. This is just not good. This is borderline unprofessional. Damn it, I can't understand it. Why you can't have competent people working the equipment around here. You know, we definitely have... Oh, no. Jeff? Any kind of comments you want to make at this point?
Maybe if we were to start paying people.
Wait a second. See, you said that, and I heard you at the same right after. There are do we technically are we having any problems anymore?
I still said it 7 seconds ago.
All right, okay. I'm picking Jeff up 7 seconds too late. Something's wrong. I'm trying to think. All right, I have no idea what's going on here. This is just not good. Not good at all. I'd say we'll take a phone call, because we have the technology to take phone calls. Jeff, just jut in with anything, whatever you want.
Is there any music we can play?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play a song while I figure out why this is not going the way it should be.
But will the song really solve our problems?
It doesn't matter. I started the song 7 seconds ago, so.
Jeez.
What do you want to hear? What should I play?
I don't know. Just grab something that's good, that's got a dance beat that I can dance to. And
so I don't know what this is, but it fits in the machine, so we're going to hear it.
This should be good.
This is Brainiac from Smack Bunny Baby. Jeff and Brian.
Two American kids growing up in the heartland.
Jeff.
Gonna be a football star.
Brian.
Debbie Tom backseat.
DJ Al's.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh yeah. Life goes on. Long after the thrill of
talk shows
is gone. Long after the thrill of
16-year-old listeners calling up.
Is gone.
Oh.
A little ditty about
Jeff and Brian.
Two American kids doing best they can.
Can we call ourselves the Wake Up Service?
Oh.
I don't think so. Oh. I think that title's been taken. That's what we need. We need a...
How about the Wake Up Cervix?
Oh, boy.
I like it.
You like it? Does it work?
Jeff and Brian, the Wake Up Cervix.
Works for me. Really.
How could it not?
When you got such a catchy name like that.
We're going to go to the top, boys.
Be careful, guys.
Oh, wow. A voice I haven't heard for a long, 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 long time.
I guess they're bringing to campus a very radical rabbi. Radical rabbi.
Radical rabbi. That's his name. And watch him. All the Arabs
Gentiles.
Go down. I don't know. You see, this is the problem. Jeff?
I did a phoner.
He did a phoner.
I was
stoked. He did a phone interview. Can you say that on the air?
Phoner?
Yeah.
As long as you emphasize the F.
Okay, good. No, I'm just remembering our meeting on Saturday.
And they were all walking around with big phoners.
From the campus center at SUNY, the university named after Woody Allen's adopted daughter.
See, that's very wrong, because Woody Allen never adopted her.
True.
Okay, so, fine.
We'll have to switch that.
It's gone.
And
Joe's like, damn it, I'm going to balk it right now.
And actually, we were waiting for that like 5 minutes ago. But
it wasn't cued. Sorry, jargon.
Jargon.
Wasn't ready to play.
You're suspended.
Excuse me, do we have any PSAs?
No!
Sure. You want to hear the
first? Yeah, but cue them up first.
The doggy one again?
Yeah, cue it up first.
Get the cart
Thinking
ready.
About getting a dog? The American Kennel Club reminds you that dog ownership
raises the channel input.
All dogs need daily exercise and training, as well as a fresh supply of water, nutritious food.
But nobody heard that level change. You know why, Brian?
Because of the compression.
Right.
This is Radio 101 right here.
Courtesy of the Jeff and Brian Show.
All I can say is at least we're enjoying this.
I'm having a ball. Anyway,
you're listening to the best of Jeff and Brian, and it will continue for the next hour and 50 minutes or so. And in case you haven't figured it out yet, every time you hear this sound, it means we've done an edit to some other clip, so you won't be lost by the lack of continuity on this program. Now let's check out some of the things that happened when Scott Kingsley, the morning newsman, used to visit the Jeff and Brian Show.
Good morning, Jeff and Brian. News time is 8 minutes after 6. Currently 44 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Washington Park. Forecast in a minute. All right, continuing. Jurors here. More
jurors.
Jurors.
What are jurors?
Jurors.
It's a new candy.
People on a jury.
Jurors.
Jurors.
I thought that was some kind of ethnic slur.
No. Ooh. Absolutely not.
You never, don't you dare call me a juror.
Jurors. Here more closing arguments today in the trial of two men charged with beating a truck driver at the start of the Los Angeles riots.
Scott?
Yes.
I think I have your headphones, and I think you have mine. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Yes, you do, because Jeff's work.
Yesterday, the lawyer for defendant Henry Watson said his client probably did assault Reginald Denny, but he also tried to protect him later.
What's this?
How did he try and protect him?
Read that one over.
Jurors, hear more arguments today in the trial of two men charged with beating a truck driver at the start of the Los Angeles riots. Yesterday, the lawyer for defendant Henry Watson said his client probably did assault Reginald Denny, but also tried to protect him later.
Oh.
I've got a steady job that I'm going to work through probably the rest of my life, that I enjoy, people enjoy me, I work hard, and that's the way American life goes.
So depressing. To already, know what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Well, that's why when I graduate, I'll be making $35,000 to $40,000 a year and I'll have to worry about what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
Okay. Yeah, but you won't be happy.
Oh, I will be happy.
Oh, no, you're not.
You're not going to be happy when there's going to be a cleanup in aisle 4. You're not going to be happy.
I don't do cleanups.
When Johnny knocks over, all the jellies.
Well, actually, old ladies are more of a problem than little Johnny.
Can we talk during this or not?
No. This is a regularly scheduled cast.
Okay.
You're going on a wee bit late this week.
Well, no, it's...
You're really cutting into our next DJ show.
No, I'm not, because...
Yes, you are. It's
no, because sports comes out at 9:05.
Stop whining.
Sports comes out at 9:05.
No, it doesn't. It comes on at 9.
No, news at 9.
News and sports at 9.
No,
if there's no news, then sports goes on at 9.
You guys are just
I am programmed.
Yeah.
I am program director.
Still,
I am a dictator.
You're still a bonehead.
Worship me.
He's off the air.
I'm
Scott,
still here.
You should worship me. What I say at the station goes, if I say sports goes on at 9, it goes on at 9.
Yes, it goes on at 9.
Unless we
pop
Brian down, and then we can't hear what he's saying. So, anyway.
If Brian says sports goes on at 9, then sports goes on at 9. Like that.
That's the way it happens. Who's Scott? What did you call me?
He called you a bonehead.
Okay.
Over and over again. What'd you call him?
What'd you call me?
A bonehead.
For what reason?
Because you're an idiot.
What? Oh, no.
Not just a bonehead.
Now I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Why am I an idiot? What reason? Explain this to me.
Reason.
Just a little.
We're losing something.
It's a little difference of opinion.
Go with the sports.
No, well, look, now he's just really, really late with the sports.
Just go with the sports. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Okay, we'll take the music.
Wait, we have the new Scott Kingsley news sounder. Boom, boom, boom.
No, what is this?
Oh, everybody, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
No, let me hear that again.
That was not me singing, because I know I did not make that card.
Let me hear that again.
Stand by. You got to wait for it.
All right. Oh, wow.
Oh, everybody, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Sounds more like the Daily News reporter Mike Lupica. Good morning, Jeff.
Joe, how did you get that?
We were playing around in with microphones and things, pretending to be a talk show one night. And
kind of like we're doing.
I told him that anything he said can and would be used against him on the morning show. And
he forgot, and at some point he just started singing.
Tape was rolling, and you
so
know.
So I really did do that.
Yep.
Hello,
everybody. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
When did I do that? I do not recall.
All right. Give us our top story for the day.
Good morning, Jeff and Brian. News time is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Congress is splitting into camps over the status of U.S. forces in Somalia as President Clinton plans to meet with top advisors on the issue. What is so funny? Dead Americans are being pulled through the streets of Mogadishu, and you think...
Hello, everybody. Yes, indeed.
I don't recall ever, but never...
Joe, hit it again, please.
Hello, everybody. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
What song is that?
I don't know. Probably something I learned in kindergarten. I have no idea.
You didn't just make that up on the spot, did you?
You
musical genius.
Hello, everybody. Yes, indeed.
I'm laughing so hard I knocked indeed. Jeff off the air.
Oh, jeez. Well, anyway, Congress is splitting into camps over the status of U.S. forces in Somalia. As President Clinton plans to meet with top advisors on the issue, lawmakers' reactions range from an immediate pullout to sending in a bigger force to wipe out Klan leader Mohammed Farid Abedin.
I hate those immediate pullouts. Boom!
I saw that coming for miles.
I know.
I knew as soon as he said it.
Well, that's because, you know, well, anyway. Keep going, Scott.
Israeli leader Yitzhak Rabin and PLO chief Yasser Arafat are planning a four-track approach to peace.
So we totally just, like, skip Somalia, right?
Well, I'm just doing the news. You can comment at will.
All right, Scott. I know you think we should just, like, blow up that whole country, right?
Well, we have two options here.
Pull out.
Pull out.
An immediate pull out.
Immediate pull out. Or a congressional declaration of war, and let's just bomb the heck out of the country. Bomb it back to the Stone Age.
Make a parking lot out of it.
Well, those are our two options. I'm in favor of...
Drag them through the streets. Kill them all.
Since the U.S. have no military, political, or economic...
Oil.
Somalia doesn't have much oil.
Oil.
No. Oil. That, you're in the wrong war.
Oil.
That's a blast from the past.
Oil.
Since the U.S. have no military, economic, oil. Or political interest in Somalia, oil. I'm in favor of a oil. Political withdrawal.
Hello,
a military
everybody.
Withdrawal.
Yes, indeed.
What? If President Clinton, if he wants to make Somalia one of his latest social projects, then we're really going to have to just declare war and just rid the country of everybody.
Oil.
But that's just one man's opinion, oil. And not necessarily the views oil. Of WCB
Brian,
staff members.
You're yes. sounding like the Tin Man.
You know I
no,
am.
No, Oz never gave anything to the Tin Man.
Yo, are we taping that? I want that right after the other cut.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Yes, indeed.
Anyway, moving on. Israeli leader Yitzhak Rabin and PLO chief Yasser Arafat are planning a four-track approach.
What?
Oil.
In their first official talks on the matter, the leaders agreed to form four teams to hammer out further details of their peace plan signed last month. The New York State Health Fraud Advisory Council meets today in Albany. Dr. Edmund Gagikowitz.
Gagikowitz.
Let me see that. Which one is that?
Gagikowitz.
Where are we looking here?
Gagikowitz.
Gagikowitz.
Talking about health fraud.
They couldn't even give us... That's a name. They should have given us the phonetic pronunciation. Gagikowitz.
Calm down now.
Anyway, Dr. Edmund Gagikowitz, director of the Sports Medicine Institute in Buffalo, and a former physician of the... Former physician for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
The president and first lady will unveil their revised health
care. Unveil.
Number one. It's unveil. Keep going.
We pronounce it unveil where I live. Tough.
No, unveil is like a some kind of...
It's like the no-fat version of regular veal.
Unveil.
The president and first lady will unveil their revised health care plan in a ceremony at the Capitol today.
Oh.
It's going to be a bad day.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
I don't know if I can make it.
But just when you're blue, you're done now. Just think, the sun will come out tomorrow.
No, it's Albany, man. The sun never comes out.
Well, it does on occasion. During
maybe,
the summer months,
maybe
it
I'll
does.
Think of a few of my favorite things.
Oh.
Lambeer is ailing back, forced him to sit out the Pistons, 92-74 loss to Cleveland. Cavaliers held the Pistons to 35% shooting and matched a record for fewest points allowed in a game. Houston is just one win away from tying the NBA's record for victories at the start of the season. Hakeem Olajuwon picked up 20 points and 12 boards as the Rockets improved to 14-0.
Just some of the fine news skills, courtesy Scott Kingsley, newsman for the Jeff and Brian Show through December 1993. Also in December 1993, Ron comes back for a reunion on the Jeff and Brian Show. Ron, host of the original Ron and Brian Show, the first WCDB talk show. Last time on the Ron and Brian Show...
It's good pizza. Very good. I believe the ham was the best part of that.
Can't go wrong with the meat lovers. Everyone has, like, a misinterpretation of what the orgasm actually is.
You know, you have to clean that up when you're done, you know.
And meanwhile...
Let's just realize we're on the air right now.
I'm sorry, I can't sing. Right now, dogs are cringing by the curb. You think?
So obviously, we couldn't leave it like that. That's why WCDB Albany presents the Ron and Brian Reunion, Wednesday, December 1st at 7 a.m.
I don't know, we're just telling people we're doing the special edition of the Ron and Brian show.
And?
I don't know.
They're not quite prepared for it. They don't know what's coming.
Yeah, many people are not prepared for it at the moment.
Are we prepared?
I don't know. You were supposed to prepare everything. I'm just drinking.
With preparation like that, it's got to be good. The Ron and Brian Reunion, Wednesday, December 1st, 7 to 9 a.m. A special edition of The Jeff and Brian Show on WCDB Albany.
What's up?
Take one.
Yo.
Bada bing.
Bada boom.
Bada fuco.
Oh, is that the new one? Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada fuco.
See, he's guilty, it sounds like.
Well, he pled guilty. It's that astute, perilous legal mind that keeps me coming back for more.
One of the reasons Brian is not a criminal justice major.
Yeah, right?
For good reason, I failed the last criminal justice course. I'll probably fail another one this semester.
You are brilliant, my man.
But that's just me.
Oh. Scott, how is it that suddenly you think you're funny?
I didn't say I was funny.
Well, I inspire people to try and do better at their job.
The news is not supposed to be funny. The news is serious.
I'm commenting upon your comments. I'm not commenting on the news.
Scott, remember the time when you almost cried because we wouldn't let you do your newscast? No. I'm being serious. Do you remember the time where you almost cried because we wouldn't let you do your newscast?
No. Well, you were completely wrong in the situation and then told somebody.
He doesn't remember it, but you were completely wrong.
The program director at the time.
Program!
Darn it!
Yeah. Someone's got to kick him out of there really quickly.
The program director told me I could do a news show.
What did the program tell you? What did the program...
The Department of Motor Vehicles.
No. What did the program director tell you?
The program director
said I was absolutely right.
Scott, you come up to the station and you can do a new cast. They had no right telling you not to be doing what you're doing. I'm the program director. I control the programming for this station. I tell you what you can do or not. And they was wrong in that situation.
Guy, keep going.
You better shut up. You're going to get a lynching. The Department of Motor Vehicles is trying to
get an inching. Don't be giving me no inching.
Scott, just keep going.
I'm friends with the program director.
Is trying to make drivers more aware of the dangers of driving while they're tired.
Oh. Who's got gum?
Brian has gum somewhere.
I spit mine out.
I still hear chomping.
It's the meat lover's pizza.
Yeah. I think the ham is the best.
WCDB, infamous Ron and Brian moment.
Guys, be careful.
We're back?
Yes.
All right, cool. It's good pizza?
Very good.
I believe the ham was the best part of that. Can't go wrong with the meat lovers. Can't go wrong. Well, actually, I believe like the meat right now is just kind of like sliding on the bottom of my stomach.
Sliding.
I don't know. How is it? Is it still good?
The grease coagulating up on top of it.
I don't know. You're making me hungry.
I'm probably making a lot of people hungry.
I already had a couple slices, though.
Yeah, man, we already had a whole pie.
All right, man, I'm in there in a sec.
WCDB Albany, Ron and Brian Reunion. Call now.
It just brings it all back. It's just the horror. The horror.
Oh, the times we had.
We got a phone call.
Okay, throw us on.
Hold on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, who's this?
Larry King Live.
This is Brian. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Uh-oh!
I'm calling because I'm not sure if I talked to Ron or it was Brian before.
You spoke to me and I lost your number.
I said I was so sorry about what happened. I really am.
Ron?
Ron? This what? Is it's yes. this woman on the phone right now.
He's the
kept
reason.
You out of WCDB for six,
six
long months.
6 months! Six!
I'm telling you.
Months!
Well.
Play that part.
Play that one again.
Let's see if you recall this at all,
Ron
Kelly.
And Brian moment.
Like, if you were to swear, which, you know, I just hope you don't.
Oh, I won't. I promise.
Then we'd have no way to stop it, and you could really... You could really get us in a lot of trouble and get our station shut down.
Oh, I would never do something. I think you guys are awesome.
You know, to
You're
have me...
Bullshit.
Hey! Oh my God!
Not good.
I'm sorry.
Now, see, if we had had that beep to begin with, it would have been much better.
But the thing is, like, I really am sorry. I was like,
we needed the delay months ago.
I know.
Hey, Kelly, why don't you ever call me and Brian?
Well, see, the thing is that this morning my fiance left for work, and he called me when he got to work, and he goes, because every Wednesday he just checks to see if you guys are on because he thinks you guys are really funny. So he goes, Kelly, you're never gonna guess what. He told me what happened. He said they're having infamous Ron and Brian moments, and guess who they put on? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
It's because of you that the Ron and Brian show ended.
Partly.
Come on.
Kelly, you should just thank Joe right there.
Maybe we had a little bit to do with it ourselves too. You know, I had to
that
leave
the meat lovers.
I had to
there
leave the state because of that
infamous moment.
You know, I'm here apologizing. I'm begging for forgiveness, and you're not helping.
I forgive you, Kelly.
I had to move out of the state.
Oh. I don't know.
Well, why do you live in such a political correct, dominated society?
Well, why do you think it's like SAT is unfair to minority groups?
Well, because they have questions about yachting, questions about boating, questions about caviar.
I don't remember any.
Questions about
working.
About
working.
Oh!
I didn't hear that.
That's funny. I did. I heard it loud and clear.
And you're hearing the best of Jeff and Brian, 2-hour program summarizing the just under a year history of the Jeff and Brian talk show here on WCDB. Coming up, it's a big medley of all the singing that went on in the show. But first, we're going to highlight some moments contributed by Steve, the metal DJ, and DJ Al, who also have been part of the show at one time or another.
Now, I hate to ask this question because it sort of makes me sound like a hypocrite, but for the benefit of our listening audience who might perceive you in one way or another, of what gender are you, sir?
Gender or race?
Gender,
or race?
I'm a man.
Gender.
If you'd like to know my race, I'm white.
Sorry. Oh, okay. No, I just... Oh, is that what that guy was talking about?
Yes.
All right. Oh, okay.
Give me an irrational number.
What's an irrational number?
Yeah.
A number that cannot be divided by two numbers. No, a number that can only be divided by itself and one.
No. An irrational number is like a number that doesn't... Negative one is an irrational number, isn't it?
What's an irrational number?
It's a number that'll kill itself if you bring it up.
An irrational number is what is a number that'll kill itself if you break up with
an irrational number. Is
what's
a number
up? It's DJ Al. What is that? That's
Ow, how many like carts do you have?
They come from Brooklyn.
That's another one that offends me.
Why?
Never mind.
Well, if it originates in Brooklyn and winds up at Albany, well traveled.
They come from the Bronx.
They come from Brooklyn.
Hello, what's Capital up, Capital District. This is the number one soul sister, DJ Essence.
They come from the Bronx.
She's the number one soul sister.
Yo, what's up? It's DJ Quest.
Yo, what happened to the rest of that cart?
They come from the Bronx.
Yo, what's up? It's DJ Quest.
They come from Queens.
Yo, what's up? It's DJ Al. I sound DJ's pretty gay in that, actually.
Yeah, it's like really the wimpiest little voice comes out. We have to play with that one day and make it like, all high and squeaky.
Let me hear it again.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ
Al. From the beginning?
Yeah, you just have to hear a wimp. What's up? It's DJ Al. That's the thing. It's not like you go, it's DJ Al. So you go, it's DJ Al.
They come from Brooklyn.
Hello, Capital District. You listen to the number one soul sister, DJ.
Stop singing along.
They come from the Bronx.
Yo, what's up? It's DJ Quest.
They come from Queens.
Yo, what's up? It's DJ Al.
Oh, God.
DJs from the birthplace of hip-hop right there. Make Albany the place to be in 93.
Call me Tinkerbell.
They come from Brooklyn.
Hello, Capital District. You listen to the number one soul sister, DJ Essence.
They come from the Bronx.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Quest.
They come from Queens.
Yo, what's up? It's DJ Al.
DJs from the birthplace of hip-hop make Albany the...
As long as you are a good, decent person, you should not be judged on any other basis by God. You should be accepted and welcomed into heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Am I getting too deep this morning?
I lost you. You went under. You were that deep, man.
I'm sorry.
Let's have the accepted into heaven music.
Come in. Open the gates.
Go to the light.
Look to the light. The light, the light, the light.
There's people there.
They're
waving at you.
They're waving.
They're all happy.
They're all happy. They're smiling.
They're smiling.
Hey, look, it's Grandma.
It's Grandma.
There's Vincent Price.
Ooh. And he's got an apple pie. Vincent Price is still around.
No. Kicked a bucket yesterday.
Did he?
Vincent Price is dead.
No.
He just died.
Vince is dead? Right,
like 2 seconds
Hearing
ago.
Hearing that, he just died.
No, Vincent Price is dead. Dead
Vincent
or alive,
Price
Vincent Price
is dead.
Dead.
I'm telling you, it has satanic messages if you play it backwards.
It's my Robert Plant impersonation.
Vincent Price is really dead?
Vincent Price.
2 days ago, Scott.
Scott's just like adamant about this.
I know.
He died 2 days ago.
No, didn't he die yesterday?
No, he died 2 days ago.
He was born yesterday. He died 2 days ago.
Wow, he pulled the whole Jesus thing.
Whoa.
He came back.
He came back.
I always knew Vincent Price was Jesus.
Priceyism.
Priceyism. Intelligent.
Their motto is, the price is right.
Ba-dum-bum.
Jeez, maybe we should have dumped that.
What?
It was just like...
But I'm pumped? Yeah, I think we should.
Oh. All right, what else is going on?
I can't believe Vincent Price is dead.
He is dead. All right, let's go. What are we talking? Vincent Price?
Price?
What was the deal with the extra T there?
I like to throw in extra like sounds at words.
Vincent Price is dead. The man who made many great films, scaring us all. He petrified me.
Doesn't take a lot, Jeff.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for. The medley of singing and other mouth sounds made famous on the Jeff and Brian Show.
Pretty good.
Thanks.
I'm trying to think of other raps that I could do.
Why don't you rap to the printer?
Walking down the street. Da 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 da. Hey hey ho. Hi ha da ha. Hee 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 hoo hee. I don't know.
Basketball is my favorite game. I love the way they dribble up and down the court. Like, I'm the king of the microphone, so is Dr. J and Moses Malone.
Just think, the rock department gave up hours for this.
Bobo C.
Yo, dump it.
What?
Where's
Bill?
Boom, boom, boom. Bobo
C. Whatton,
hutton. Boom, boom, boom. Bobo C. Whatton, dun, dun, dun.
I've got you
under my skin.
That's why the lady... is a tramp.
Why do birds
do
sing?
Birds suddenly appear. Every time you are near.
Just like me,
they long to be close to you.
Lemon and I.
Okay, we
we've got a call.
Upon a star makes no difference.
What you are.
You are.
Booby.
When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
The opinions
expect. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Feliz Navidad.
Prosperos años y felicidad.
Stump the band.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
442.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, please.
Falling in
love. I'm sorry, and I'm responsible for this, too. Oh, no, and I don't even know how to turn them off.
It sounds great. Keep going. Keep going.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Last night, you were driving circles around me.
Well, I mean, nothing compares to doing the show. It's actually very fun.
But nothing compares.
Nothing compares to doing the show. I've got you.
Under my skin.
Under my skin.
Okay, Brian. I've Brian.
You. I've got you. Under my skin. I've got you. Under my skin. Take it, Bono. I've got you. Under my skin.
All right.
I can say is that my life is pretty plain.
Oh, you spit all over the place.
Where have you gone, Joe Sheppes? The station's gone to hell since you've been away. Hey, 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 where did you go, Joe Sheppes? The station needs you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
In this room? I'm using this room.
All right, I'm not going to do this.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
You sound like a Kraftwerk song.
Really?
Anyway.
Oh.
Wow, do we have any more calls?
Well, in a second.
You
can't do that to me.
Boy, this is a... Well, once we hang up from a call...
You be right on the ball, Joe. Right on the ball.
Well, I will, but if you want me to answer...
Don't talk to us. Do the work.
I'll put on Disco Inferno and leave.
Please.
Talk to us.
Yeah.
Love that bass.
Just lower it a bit. No, you can turn it up a little bit louder. All right, cool. This is a good level.
This is the Entertainment Weekly Disco Collection.
Burn, baby, burn.
God, do I feel like...
Burn.
I feel like Saturday Night Fever all over again. I'm dancing.
Burn, baby, burn.
Disco Inferno.
All right, let's take a call.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Burn, baby, burn.
Disco Inferno.
Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn.
Disco Inferno.
Burn, baby, burn.
Do we have a call?
It doesn't matter. We're boogieing, Jeff.
Oh.
Consider this like a break of some type as we dance.
Look at me shake my booty.
It's now a time on Jeff and Brian where we dance. Sing it.
Disco Inferno.
I really like the way you dance. Hey, Fada, don't call me Father. Call me Frank. My friend got this girl pregnant.
The ankles on my pants are like expanding. I'm getting bell bottoms.
I'm trying to do lines from Saturday Night Fever.
I don't care.
Al Pacino. Ali Cook. Addy Cook. Addy Cook.
Can you do the dance from Saturday Night Fever?
You mean this one?
Exactly. Wow, look at him go. He's on the floor.
Woo!
Actually, I can't see anything right, of what
see.
Brian's
let's
doing.
Let's see if you know this one. Who taught John Travolta how to dance for
Paula,
that movie?
Paula Abdul.
No.
Madonna.
Danny Terrio.
Oh, that's right. Who then went on to fame with Dance Fever.
Exactly. Burn, baby, burn.
I give Brian an 8.7.
Burn, baby, burn. No, wasn't it just on a scale of 10 or 20? No, wait a second. It was on a scale of 20.
I give Brian...
What are the three categories?
Costumes, unity, and breast size.
No, seriously.
I have no clue.
I think if anybody knows, they should call up 424-242-4242.
Do we have a call?
I don't know what he's doing. He's sitting there on the phone.
What?
Do you want to talk about it?
About what?
Talk about moving.
Sure. Right now, I'm dancing naked in my room.
Cool. How old are you?
Right now?
Well, no.
Next April.
Seriously, how old are you?
15.
Okay.
We don't want to hear about your nude dancing, pal.
No.
Have you even reached puberty?
Talk about it, moving. Has your voice changed yet?
Somewhat.
Obviously not. What's going on? How's life in junior high?
Sucks.
All right. Where do you go to school?
Sand Creek.
Okay. What's your name?
Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. What do you want to talk to us about?
I don't know.
You're on the air. Come up with a topic. Jeff, stop it. Seriously.
I'm mad.
What do you want to talk to us about?
Didn't he say he wanted to talk about disco?
Yeah.
Because he was dancing naked. Who cares?
We don't want to know about him dancing
We did
naked.
Get a request for car wash, by the way.
This isn't retro. This isn't even like pre-retro.
What do you want to talk about disco for? Disco's dead.
It's not, Jeff. We just listened to about 10 minutes of it while we were both dead boogieing.
Okay, maybe it's not dead, but it's on life support.
No, that's the thing. It's not that it's not dead. It's just the fact that it's over and people listening to it are just, like, reminiscing.
The phase has ended. It's time to enjoy what
it's
happened in the past.
It's time for all us to go straight edge and shave our heads and put X's on our hands.
Or we could just listen to techno.
Exactly. Oh, dude, 243 beats per minute.
Wow, can you get that high?
I don't know. I would be waiting for someone to call up and just say, hey, man, 238 is not possible. Man, it's just not possible.
Kevin, man, what do you have to say about disco? Kick it.
It's great.
What do you know about techno?
I don't know. I think it gets kind of boring.
Wait
after
a second.
A while.
So does.
First I was afraid. I was so afraid.
Oh, I love this song.
God, it's like a new specialty show waiting to happen here.
We don't know the words.
Is the caller singing too?
Walk out the door! Don't turn around now! You're not welcome anymore!
He's got the words!
I'm just the one who tried to rape me with your heart! You gotta lay more! You gotta lay down and die! Oh, not I will survive!
Keep it up, Jeff, come on. I've got all my life to live. I got all my love to give. I'll survive.
You gotta sing one falsetto or else it's not funny.
Wait a second, they're not even singing.
Oh.
Keep the song going.
Come on, what are we doing here?
Let's just go the whole song. Come
no,
on.
It's
come
on. Over. It's over, Brian.
Your precious talk show is going by here.
All right, Kevin.
All right, thanks for calling, Kev, all right?
Sure.
Hey, put some clothes on.
Hey, Kevin, have you entered yet? Entered the I Want to Hang Out with Jeff and Brian contest?
Actually, I sent a letter in, middle of last week.
Well, we have not gotten it yet.
We probably came in on Saturday, and we don't check the mail on Saturdays, but we're looking forward to it.
All right.
Groovy.
Cool.
He said groovy. I think that disqualifies him like that.
No. Did you write us a good letter?
I guess.
I have a question. What is that noise in the background?
It's my turtle filter.
No, I don't want to talk about turtle filters, but we thank you for calling up.
He's got turtles.
We thank you for calling up. All right, Kev?
All
All right.
Hey, peace.
Peace.
Talk to you later.
You're listening to the best of Jeff and Brian, and you thought it was going to be a blank tape. Anyway, we continue right now with some of the more interesting callers we've gotten on the show these many months.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Yeah. Can I make a comment about that guy that called like two calls ago?
Comments
about the comment.
Yes.
Go okay, right ahead.
Go for it, sir.
I just want to know how far that bug was up his butt.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
You know, I don't really agree with the choice of words that you used.
He said
however,
bug up your butt. Somewhat.
However, I really...
We appreciate your support.
I enjoy the fact that there are people out there who enjoy what we're doing.
Well, do you, you obviously have a sense of humor, sir. Am I correct?
Yeah.
You laugh. Okay. You laugh a lot during your average day, don't you?
All the time.
Now, can I ask you a question?
And you tend to live longer, too, don't you?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you prefer CDs or tapes?
Really don't care.
CDs up!
We don't understand it either.
Did you get that one? I mean...
What did he say?
He said CDs up.
We think.
We think. Sure. We're not sure. We'll check the tapes later, review,
yes,
and actually come back next week with the actual phrase.
Yeah.
I will admit some of our listeners are dumb. Not you, sir.
No, you're obviously... Oh,
but anyone who calls up and goes, CDs up.
Anybody who calls up and uses the phrase, buck up your butt, is obviously an intelligent man.
Sir, when did you win your first Nobel Prize?
Well, he was smart enough to flavor it for radio.
Thank you. Yes.
There you go. Right now, I think he's been insulted. I hope we haven't insulted you, have we?
Not at all.
Good.
Cool.
All right. We're not trying to. We're trying to compliment you.
Thank you for calling.
Sure.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Why did he say see ya? Is he actually going to see us? I hope not.
I hope he's not going to, stalk me.
He might be outside, you know.
Uh-oh. Ego tripping. Do we take this call?
We take them all.
Brian, what are you going to do? Are we the psychic screeners or something?
CDB, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going? It's Paul.
It's Paul again.
Computer director.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we figured
that
out.
What can we do for you, Paul?
I deciphered CDs up.
What is it?
Okay, what is it?
CDs nuts.
Huh?
Oh, run this by me again?
CDs nuts.
CDs nuts?
Dr. Dre reference.
Okay.
I get it.
That's what he said then.
Okay. All right.
All right then?
All right. Paul, thank you for this information.
Enough respect.
For the rest of the week, I'd have been looking at Jeff and gone, CDs up.
I like that better myself.
So it's CDs nuts?
Yeah, CDs nuts.
Okay.
Salty nuts.
Yo, good looking out.
Thank you, man.
Okay, enough respect.
2 weeks.
I'll see you tomorrow. Paul.
Yeah.
Are you going to send in your entry?
I don't think so.
Well, you cannot, but talk all your friends into sending in their entry to hang out with Jeff and Brian.
Or pictures of their entries.
Okay.
Jesus, Jeff. Jeez.
Did I say that?
No. Man. Man.
No, I mean, you write it down, take a picture of it.
Oh, really, Joe? Is that what you meant?
This way you have a copy to keep on file.
All right. Good. Paul, thank you for calling.
Hey, no problem.
All right, man.
No problem. Take it easy.
2 weeks.
Sways.
Bye. Peace.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Jeff and Brian?
Yeah.
Maybe. What does it mean to you?
I love you.
You know, I think I love you too.
I don't know if I can truthfully say that I'm that close to you to actually use the word love, but I have a deep respect for you.
I enjoy you.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you in the shower at this moment or what?
Nah, it's kind of like my fish tank filter.
Okay.
I live in, a really boring place called South Colony.
I've heard of it.
Wow. It's the whole Capital District is not a really boring place.
Oh,
there's no show world.
And, nothing ever goes on here, and I look forward to it every Sunday night since I started tuning into you.
Thank you, sir.
What did you listen to before this show?
I don't know, old bad tapes and stuff.
Cool. And now you listen to us live. Sir, do you plan on sending in your application for the contest?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Great.
Now, remember, the prize is a secret, right? So it might be something a guy might even like very much.
Oh, no, no. This is we're not going to just pick women, Amanda.
No, no.
Right. We are not going to do that. Everyone has an equal shot at
it.
Amanda, this is all about hanging out. This has nothing to do
with... Right now, sir, if you told us, wrote down how, your Sunday nights were really boring... and now every Sunday you look forward to listening to us, you have a good shot at winning, as opposed to someone who just calls, who just writes in and says, yeah, you know, I think you guys are kind of funny, and yeah, you know, I really want to hang out with you, and you know,
or just please enter me in your contest.
Exactly.
Sincerely.
Stuff like that.
Basically,
I want to hear heartbreaking stories.
What I would like to say about this contest, the prize, it's not a date. We are not going out on a date. We are going to hang out for the evening. It has nothing to do with anything.
All right, can I give away what we're
going to
do?
Wise.
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese. All right, we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
No way.
I'm buying the tokens.
Jeez, that's news to me.
Is that what your mom sent you?
News to me, too. I really wasn't planning on going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey, Chuck E. Cheese actually sounds like a good idea.
Seriously, I think I might have just given away something like valuable. Hey, let's see if we can call up Chuck E. Cheese and see if we can get like free tokens or something.
Hey, that's
from
a possibility.
All right.
All right. Wait, I just have one question.
Go for it.
Any beer?
How old are you?
I'm a minor. No, sir. Tell me you're 21.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Well, you know what, sir? It really, you know, I'm sure we could see what we can do.
It's, I mean,
not
really,
if you're not a 21. If
I mean,
you're
if
a
you're
minor.
If you're a minor, then beer is definitely out. But if you are 21 or over, then it is a possibility.
Do you have a sister?
And
older?
Then some.
Yep. And then some.
Have them
Whoa.
All send in their entries.
How many sisters you got?
5.
Ooh. Give me the ages.
15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1-6.
Oh, man.
They're going down.
Not like the over 18 ones.
Yeah.
1-26.
Ooh.
Ooh.
1-28.
Ooh. Ooh.
15, I think I just told you.
Yeah.
Yes.
6, and there's one more.
19. All right. Have the 19-year-old send in her entry.
With a photo. In fact, you know what? If you can, sir, send in like a family portrait with your photo, with your entry, circling the ages of all your sisters and their names, and saying that you may be able to bring one of them along.
Or more.
Then, sir, you stand a really good shot at winning.
Of winning.
Do you have a multi-passenger vehicle?
Well, thank you for calling,
thank
sir.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Sure.
We appreciate
sure.
your call.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Did he say 19?
14, I think. I think that was about his age.
He said 14's up.
Oh. WCDB, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling to say something about the, what?
Parabola?
No, not about the problem.
About
not
Dave?
Devin.
About
what? In case you're wondering.
Okay. Who's
no,
Kevin?
I was calling to say something about the SAT thing that you were mentioning like way earlier.
Right.
Wow, you're
right.
A little bit late, but that's okay.
Go for it.
Oh, you took her that long. You caught us a little off guard.
Sir,
you're irrelevant.
I'm like cuter than Nancy Kerrigan, so you better listen to me.
Oh!
You want to come up to the station?
Where is it?
It's on campus.
It's on the SUNY Albany campus.
They would like suspend me. I'm in high school.
Yeah, really? I'm willing to go to jail for it. Yeah. I'm willing to go to jail.
Oh, wait, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I'm going to say 16.
You're right.
Thank you.
I don't know, man. You need 17.
Hey, you know, we're
going
to be 16 next month.
If you were in Philly, she'd be golden. You'd be set.
Hey, you want to go to Philly with me?
I'm from New York.
We're all from New York.
We're all from New York.
We're all in New York. You're Manhattan? Where in Manhattan?
Like Upper West Side.
What are you doing up here?
I'm in boarding school.
Ah! Oh! She's a freak!
Shut up!
Who did you kill?
My grandma.
This isn't Amy? Is this the Long Island Lolita?
So, anyway, as you were saying.
I'm from Queens. Thank
are you?
Yes, I'm from
Holland.
I'm from Queens.
Where is the boarding school?
I'm from Clifton.
Wait, who's from Queens? Jeff or Brian?
Brian. I'm from Queens.
Yeah, where is
Can't
it?
You tell from the toughness and the way I talk?
Right, exactly.
That I've seen the streets, and I know their pain.
And he's staying alive.
What boarding school are you at?
Enema Willard.
What town is that in?
Where is that located?
Troy.
Yeah, I know where that is.
You mean Troilet?
Yeah,
Troilet.
We're there, man. We're right near. I can take us there.
You want to give us directions or anything? I just
I could get us there.
Okay.
All right. So anyway,
keep going.
Wait, hold on a second.
You
want to
talk about the SATs?
Why are we in boarding school?
We're in boarding school because our
school in the city closed down, and our parents thought that we would be better off.
Why don't you just go to Why don't you just go to Stuyvesant High School?
The bus ride must be a pain.
No, I would like die there. I don't thrive well in that kind of atmosphere.
Are you thriving now?
I thrived in it.
Oh yeah,
well,
look at you now, Brian.
Now, but
it sounds like you were thriving a little too much. Oh!
yeah.
All right,
keep going. All right.
No, but what I was going to say was, you said that. I mean, people are saying that the SATs are biased, but the thing is that the reason why, reason why white males do better,
right?
This is like they like coach us on this and everything, is that that males are more likely, like guys are more likely to guess. They're more likely to sort of risk it and go haphazard. And
so you're saying that guys are more likely to
guessing.
On a whim check. Check
exactly.
The right answer?
Right.
Okay, you know what? To me, I see that as a form of intelligence. I don't see that as luck.
Like, no, stop it.
Stop it?
No, they're more likely to go with their first impulse, and since your first impulse is usually right. And so
women are dumb enough to think themselves out of the right answer.
Basically.
I shouldn't even call you. You're just like...
Come on. We love you. What is your name again?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing tonight? We won't be mean to you anymore. We promise.
We know your name now.
Let me guess. You're a Sagittarius.
Are you guys on, like, every week or every day?
Every Sunday at 11.
11
okay,
to 1.
I was just, like, flipping around because I couldn't sleep. And, like,
now, don't you have school tomorrow?
I was about to ask her what she was wearing.
Would you like us to...
It's illegal. It's illegal. I can't touch it.
Would you like us to sing you a lullaby?
Okay.
Where have you gone, Joe Sheppis? The station's gone to hell since you've been away. Hey, 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 where did you go, Joe Sheppis? The station needs you more than you will know. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now, Amanda?
Yeah?
Were you the person calling up and flushing your toilet?
No.
Okay.
All right. We're just making sure.
I don't have a toilet and a phone in the same room. I've been, like, waiting for the phone.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. This is definitely real.
No.
Oh, God.
No, God, help us.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Okay.
So, Amanda, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in 1978, as you already guessed.
1978?
She's as old as the station. I told you that.
No way that's 16.
Oh, man, I feel old now.
Yeah,
I was
know.
In school,
but...
She was born when we came on the air.
Wow.
Not as good at math as I thought. But,
she was born when we came
so on
the
you just
air.
Had a birthday then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm so dumb. I was just about to ask how old are you. I am so dumb.
Okay.
All right.
That's what years living on the streets of Queens will do to you.
Now, Amanda, I'm having a little trouble believing that. You're going to this school because your school in Manhattan closed down.
Yeah.
I'm kind of
sure there's something
I'm kind of thinking...
I was in the time because my school was closing.
No, I'm kind of thinking there's a little more to this than just your school closing.
Question.
What?
Your grandparents.
I was kidding.
All right.
Okay.
Are they all
my
alive?
My grandparents live... wait, let me think. Yeah, I think they all are.
Let
no, they're not. My dad's mother died when he was, like, 3. But my... You know, my dad's parents live in Puerto Rico, and my mom's parents live in Holland, so it's okay.
So you're part...
Puerto Rican and Port Holland?
Part Dutch, right.
Part Dutch and part
that's
Puerto
a good,
Rican.
That's a good combination in my book.
Isn't
so
it?
You would like you wear, like, clogs with tassels hanging off of them.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I have no idea what that means. I have no idea
Wait,
what that means.
Say?
And yet somehow we all nodded in agreement.
Because we all knew it was funny.
Sorry about that, Amanda. We just
sorry,
lost.
I was just completely.
So were we. Don't worry about it.
So what else can we? What else do you want to talk about?
Let's see.
Brian, you're desperate.
So. Oh
now.
Yeah, that guy who like called in who wanted to hear Soundgarden. He was like an inbred, weird, disgusting.
Inbred. That was a good term.
Yeah, well, you asked him if his family tree forked, and he didn't even know what that meant. So, you know.
We
yeah.
have a smart person on the phone. Yes!
She is going to school, which I think is very rare for any of our callers.
Dave was in
Dave
school.
Went to school.
Now,
yeah, but I mean,
he can't do his own homework, though.
I just have a few questions about the boarding school.
What?
Do they make you all shower together?
No.
Damn it.
Do they beat you at any time with rubber hoses?
Actually, they don't.
Would you like them to?
Some people I know might, but not me.
Oh. Would you like me to? No,
hey. That's JB.
How did I know that you guys were going to, like, question
She's JB, man.
I know.
No question about it.
I know that.
Oh.
I'm kind of thinking that's why she's in the boarding school to begin with.
Oh, because I got beaten with rubber hoses?
No.
Because your parents were afraid that you would, like, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
You guys shut up. I'm a good girl.
I was going to ask her if she had any cigarettes, but then I realized she wasn't even old enough to have a cigarette.
Like if you're 16, you can't buy them anywhere.
Amanda,
do you smoke, Amanda?
No, I don't.
Amanda, would you buy me a pack of cigarettes and bring them up here? Because I really need one. No, I'm serious.
Right now, Brian is just trying to get you up to the station, Amanda.
Okay, I'll drive right up to the station right now.
No, please don't.
You don't want to see us. We're not at our best.
No.
Give us good warning. Like, yeah. If you were to come up next week, we'd be all prepared for you.
I've had a long day.
Okay,
Brian hasn't shaved.
I'll call next week. That'd be cool.
Okay.
That would be cool.
All right, Amanda?
Uh-huh?
We're going to have to free up our phone lines.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Do you have anything else you wanted to say?
I feel so bad now.
Not right now. I'll call next week.
I feel so bad.
Okay,
if
you, like, you know, have anything else you want to add, feel free to call us back.
Or just, you know, just if, like, no one calls in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. When we start, like, whining for calls,
you call us up.
You're going to put us on your speed dial now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're too much.
Okay.
You're all that in a bit.
Bye.
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 Man, I can't believe I was just trying to flirt with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, man. 16 gets you 20. That's all I got to say.
I liked her. I liked her.
Why?
Why are you trying to get with a 16-year-old?
Why?
Why are you trying to get with a 16-year-old?
I liked her.
Sorry, we seem to be having some technical difficulties.
I'd hang up if I were you, Amanda.
Well,
these guys
are going to ask me any questions or something.
Right, okay, we'll ask you questions. What is your favorite color?
Blue.
What is your favorite TV show?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
There we go.
Okay. What is your favorite
monkey?
It would be me. I'm the monkey.
Oh. What's broken?
Yeah, what's broken?
Do the show, Brian.
Okay, what do I do?
Talk to the audience.
Okay. Goodbye, caller.
Well, I think that was our problem. We haven't been talking to the audience.
Oh, I just turned the radio on, and you guys are so obnoxious. I thought, geez, I'll call them.
Wow.
She came close. She called us obnoxious. No, the rules were you had to call us idiots.
Ah, shoot.
That's allowed.
Okay.
So please do. Hello?
Hello. Well, you are idiots. I'll definitely agree
Bingo.
With that.
Bingo. There you go. You've won.
Why are we idiots?
Why are you idiots?
Yeah.
Why do you think I wait until 9 to turn my radio on?
Oh, this is painful.
Oh.
Why are we... No, this not. Now you're getting personal. Why are we idiots?
Why are you idiots?
Yeah.
I've never heard anything that I laughed at on your show.
Are we doing this simply for comedy, or is it entertainment?
Is it beyond entertainment? Maybe sometimes getting a little bit more... Say intellectual and
is it the fact that we're actually questioning you to think? Are you threatened?
I'm not frightened, and I haven't found a whole lot of thought in your show.
I did hear you laugh, though. So,
oh, jeez. Sorry about that.
Oh man,
Brian's
so
a broken man.
And then after that, I'll do my impersonation of Bono for you.
Oh God.
That was good. That was good.
You.
What?
And I don't think I want to insult you, but I'm going to get you an impersonation of Bono.
I think that's an insult enough.
It's an insult right there. But I'll give it for you.
Lemon!
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh. WCDB, you're on the air.
I love it. Cool. Hello?
Is somebody there?
You know what? Hello?
You know
sir?
What's funny is that their telephone hookup is better than ours.
Yeah, really? How did they do that?
No, that's the saddest
thing.
You know,
there's this little handle on the toilet.
There's somebody in the Capital District region who actually sat there
thought of this
at like 5 minutes to 12 and just said, you know what I really feel like doing right now? Calling up the college radio station talk show guys.
They've done more pre-production than we are.
Yeah, right.
And put my phone right up at the toilet and flush.
And flush it.
I mean... I'll admit.
Who are these people?
Oh. Here we go. You got to play that theme song again. That would crack me up.
Where was it?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's right here.
Here we come.
Walk
down the street.
Everybody, snap.
There's the sunniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey. Jeff and Brian.
That is so great.
That is great.
We've got a call.